A snowball, Friday, 16th. It is still snow. A shameful thing happened in connection with the snow this morning when we came out of school. A flock of boys had no sooner got into the corso than they began to throw balls of that watery snow which makes missiles as solid and heavy as stones. Many persons were passing along the sidewalks. A gentleman called out, "Stop that, you little rascals!" And just at that moment, a sharp cry rose from another part of the street, and we saw an old man who had lost his hat and was staggering about, covering his face with his hands, and beside him a boy who was shouting, "Help! Help!" People instantly ran from all directions. He had been struck in the eye with a ball. All the boys dispersed, fleeing like arrows. I was standing in front of the bookseller's shop, into which my father had gone, and I saw several of my companions approaching at a run, mingling with others near me, and pretending to be engaged in staring at the windows. There was Garon, with his penny roll in his pocket, as usual, Coretti, the little mason, and Garofi, the boy with the postage stamps. In the meantime, a crowd had formed around the old man, and a policeman and others were running to and fro, threatening and demanding. "Who was it? Who did it? Was it you? Tell me who did it." And they looked at the boy's hands to see whether they were wet with snow. Garofi was standing beside me. I perceived that he was trembling all over, and that his face was as white as that of a corpse. "Who was it? Who did it?" the crowd continued to cry. Then I overheard Garon say in a low voice to Garofi, "Come, go and present yourself. It would be cowardly to allow anyone else to be arrested." "But I did not do it on purpose," replied Garofi, trembling like a leaf. "No matter. Do your duty," repeated Garon. "But I have not the courage." "Take courage, then. I will accompany you." And the policemen and the other people were crying more loudly than ever. "Who was it? Who did it?" "One of his glasses had been driven into his eye. He has been blinded. The ruffians!"